Okay, guys, I had a dream the other night, and I have had some hesitation on whether to share it or not, but I wanted to go ahead and do so. This is just a test run to see if this works while I can still keep going, and maybe I can't tell if it's paused or not. Okay, it's still going. So the dream I had was probably 4 days ago at this point. And it was me standing in a large field with a group of people in the background. It was about to rain. The sky got very, very dark, very cloudy. And then suddenly up to the top left-hand corner of my view, I saw a tornado-like formation, but it was more of a translucent and light blue and pink color inside of it, almost like a portal to another dimension. That's what I can compare it to. I was so excited, and I remember just trying to go up into it. Like, I had my hands raised up, and I just got so excited, and I started screaming. I was like, Jesus is coming. He is coming. He's here. We're going to go. And I got so excited, and I was just trying so hard to get up into this thing because I knew that was my ride out of this place. Everyone else was afraid of it, but I could never get up into the suction. But then Jesus appeared around me, and I saw him, and I ran up to him, and I wrapped my arms around him like a father I had been away from for years. The comfort I felt was incredible, and I just melted into his arms and his chest. Then my feelings went from a fatherly and daughterly type of love to more like a bride being in love with her bridegroom. I sat on his lap in complete adoration of him. And then a few moments later, he started to get sick to his stomach and he started to vomit. We were still on the earth, and the people in the same group that were with me in the beginning started, you know, they were fading out in the background around us. I never really saw anyone come into full view. But after he began to vomit, a man unfamiliar to me came and took him away. It wasn't in any kind of rude way, but it was more like in a concerned way to take care of his health. The scene changed, and I was being taken away by strangers. They were all men. I remember there being about three males that had put me into a pickup truck and drove me down a desert road. They pulled over to a dry desert field, and there were animals in the field. They were all very furry, like a buffalo, and then one looked like a llama. And I just remember their large hoofs, and they were wanting to stomp on me and eat my flesh off my body. It was so very weird, but so very vivid. And I've tried to pray about this and just ask God for more clarity on what this dream meant. And I've really, the only thing that I can come to so far is that that first part of the dream meant my longing to be with him so badly. But at the same time, he's here with us, but I feel he's sick of seeing what this world is doing. And then I think that there are going to be people that are going to be taken away and fed to wild beasts. That's as far as I've gotten with any kind of clarity on the dream. If you guys want to just pray with me on this and ask the Father for more clarification, but we all know that we're living in the last days. These are the last moments. And we're all exhausted, and we're also spiritually worn out. And I just keep thinking about that scripture in Daniel where it's the wearing down of the saints. But we have to keep fighting, and we have to stand firm, and we have to be here for each other. I have people in my own family that are completely turned against me because they are wanting to say that there's peace and there's not peace. Just like Jeremiah 14, you guys know that this is something very passionate to me. Do not tell people that things are going to be okay and that they're going to get better, because they're not. You're lying, and you're not being called by the Father when you say things like that, and you know it. Please don't lie to the people. Please don't lie to our brothers and sisters. Don't tell them everything's going to be okay when the Bible clearly says that it's not. In the last days, there is going to be so much trouble, and we are seeing that happen and unfold. And if you aren't seeing that, and you're in like willful denial of that, you really need to take that to the Father in prayer and seek it out. I love you guys, and I hope that
this encourages you, because I just feel like we're so close to home, but he still has work for us to do. And as hard as it is to hold on and be strong, sometimes we have to do it. We have to fight
the good fight of faith.
And we have to make sure no one takes our crown. So I love you guys.
God bless you.